Blog Talk Radio.
You know how to go for this, right? Hands up! Hands up! Hands up, man, reach the sky! Fingers up! Fingers up! Fingers up! Fingers up, man, reach the sky! Put your middle fingers up! Put your middle fingers up! Like you don't even give a fuck!
We found a way.
money came, we so popular. Told my mama I'ma hustle till the day I die.
Mama,
I should be a pilot, how a nigga stay fly. Shout out to my city, I'ma hold you down. I'm on fire like the front street. What up, G-Town? What up, A-Town? Getting money by the pound. Follow in your city, got the girls going wild. It's obvious, we the realest niggas in the town. I'm used to not having the shit, bitch, look at me now.
It's obvious
that I'm getting to the chain.
It's obvious
that me and all my niggas straight.
It's obvious
that all these niggas to the chain.
Money calling my phone, bitch.
My phone, bitch.
My nerves bad. But we smoke good. That perfect
track.
Yeah, we make juice.
My bitch is bad. My car fast. Rock the giant swag.
I ain't
fucked up and bent up. Flipping grams. I'm getting cash and I'm shining.
It's obvious to that girl. It's obvious to that. Do this shit. I got 100 bands in my mind.
Live strapped up. You wanna shoot out, bitch.
Stay fresh as fuck with my pistol tuck. And I burn your ass if you play with me.
Ballin' in the club. Chillin' with the thugs. If you selling drugs, you can't hang with me.
My nigga got it. We bought a poppin'. Early morning, got the door rockin'. The guy know me. He told one. But it's obvious that we getting guap.
It's obvious that I'm getting to the chain.
It's obvious
that me and all my niggas straight.
It's obvious
that all these niggas to the
chain. It's obvious
that real nigga in my
day. Obvious
you can see with the honor.
It's obvious
I'm such a fucking fly guy.
It's obvious
you can see it in their face. But they scared, they so timid. I'm fucked up and it's obvious. Such a good feeling. Niggas say they real, they don't even know the meaning. If I said it, then I'm in it. You don't wanna intermiss me. What up, I'm a hustler. It's obvious we eating. I'm getting all this money while I'm up, nigga, sweating. Put your hands up, nigga, if your money's long. And if you getting money, nigga, this your theme song. It's obvious, I'ma stack this paper like a singer. Got your bitch singing like a R&B singer.
It's obvious
that I'm getting to the chain.
It's obvious
that me and all my niggas straight.
It's obvious
that all these niggas to the
chain. It's obvious,
real nigga, in a
day.
Obvious, you can see it with your own eyes.
Off some haters, but I'm here.
You were 2 minutes late, girl. That's fashionably late. But you had who do we need to check? Cause you know I'm all about checking. I will hurt somebody for my diva status, who is so sexy. Make sure y'all follow her at diva status 256 underscore on Instagram and just 256 on Twitter. You know what I mean? Representing. What's up, Ma?
Okay,
let's check
this out. I miss you, too. This little hater was upset because I said he is watching Scandal like a Let me clean it up. Okay. This dude he's watching Scandal like a
show.
He's watching Scandal harder than the females are. And he is like updating his status every like 5-6 minutes. I'm like, oh my God, Olivia. Ooh. I said,
let me
damn,
find out
you need a tampon.
Stop. Don't be teasing him because he like Kerry Washington. She is hype, yo. I be hype over her. Real hype.
I don't mind us doing it, but I'm like, he's a guy, and he's all in the screen.
No.
But if you was on that show, I'd be watching it and updating it.
Wow. Jamil, what's going on, boss?
And every time you don't call me and you calling me whatever you be calling me, it's a scandal.
Oh, my God. Honest. Do I need to say something to him real quick?
I've been calling you and you've been, I just don't know about this relationship. I'm working hard to keep you happy, but you want to whistle at the ducks? You don't have to whistle at the ducks. Just call me.
You're not going to be cursing her out on my show, Jamel. Nope, you're not going to do that. So you better take that to
prop conversation. You just don't understand. This fine
diva. That's my diva status.
This fine young diva. Oh, my God. Every time I hear her voice, I bite my fingers.
You know what, Jamil?
Shout out to the CEO XYDJ been showing love tonight. I mean, you know, we definitely got the shit popping off next week. Rich.
She better than barbecues on the rib. Better than a barbecue on the rib.
Can y'all hear me?
Honest fire.
Yeah, Jamil's over
talking.
Can you hear me? Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I hear you.
You sound like you're far away, like you were in the like water in the glass. Come a little closer.
I can't come close. I'm trying to push shit together. Y'all being disrespectful. I'm trying to shout out your shit. I can't shout your shit out with you and shit. But for real, I sound far away.
Yeah.
No, you sound fine. I don't know what's wrong with him, but maybe
sound like you
phone.
Sound like you.
Oh, I wish. Shut the fuck up.
I know, right?
But like I was trying to say before I was interrupted, you know what I mean? We definitely showing love. Down the ATF next week is going down. Red October DJ conference. I can't wait. I'm excited. Shout out to Looney Tunes, Young LA. There's the truth. You know what I'm saying? Showing so much love. And tonight I have a special guest calling in. I think he said he's in Miami now. Shout out to Big Jig, you know, 106 and Park freestyle champ. Got his own situation. He's getting ready to talk some shit, let everybody know how it is. He's definitely a veteran on Philly Shine Radio. Listen to my old episodes. Definitely had Big Jig on a line. I forget the name of the song, but it's been a long time. Philly Shine Radio is kind of old, you know. Coming up on the anniversary in a couple weeks, actually. So I want to definitely get in and show some love. But like I said, I'm excited to get a chance to get an update about Big Jig, show some love to him. Diva status, I already was showing him some love. And Tuesday, he told us he's giving away a $2,000 tennis bracelet to whoever raises the most money for the DJs Against Cancer Red October event. I'm sorry, I won't win it, damn it. I was trying to win it.
I know, right?
I'm going to just be like, yo, Big Jig, we friends, right? Can I, you know, can I get a diamond?
I guess that's how I can make it right to my diva, huh?
Okay. Honest, I'm going to have to use the voice. Cool. Honest, let me use the voice on Jamil real quick. Let me chill him out real quick. Jamil, what's up, daddy? Okay, check this out. You're messing up our show. I got to talk to Honest right now, but I promise, that once we get finished, I'm going to holler at you in a minute, okay?
Oh, I'm good now. I'm good. Do that again.
You saw Jamel. You saw puppy shit.
I feel like I feel like butter in the pan just melt. God.
That we turn up. And of course, y'all know we had the topic to interact with everybody. Want to know, you know, can you work with your ex? You know what I mean? Real simple. You know what I mean? Keeping it real G. I want to know, can you work with your ex? Me? I already know. I really know. I mean, I can work with my ex. I can't work with my current joint. Like, I don't get no work done if I'm, you know what I'm saying, trying to get some work done with somebody that I'm trying to have sex with later on. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't working. I'm like, yo, let's go in the back. Like,
like, yeah, we had to have coaches and counseling with you several times.
I thought you was going to kill somebody. Don't be throwing my boo under the bus like that. Don't nobody need to be knowing all this. Honest, I got you. But
I'm
you know
sorry.
What? On a side note, I do remember I called her one time, and I was trying to speak business with her, but she was out of breath. But it's cool, though. I've been there.
I don't know what she's talking about, listeners. I don't know what Diva said. Yeah, all right, I'm going to start snitching on y'all, too. Don't think I don't know no dirt. Y'all better shut up. Again,
I know some dirt about you.
We got a lot of dirt. And definitely, everybody, I got to shout out where I am right now. Glockaware Studios. Shout out to Glockaware Radio. Showing love to the Philly Shine Show. If you guys download that TuneIn. Search Glockaware. That's GLOCAWEAR. You could be able to listen and got exclusive hip hop music. I swear I hear the best music on Glockaware Radio. So, and I have two guys in the building right now. So,
yeah.
This is no special guest. Y'all got to see.
Yo.
My boy, Toucan in the building.
Yeah.
Y'all going to get on this topic. And also, talk some shit, you know what I mean? We got to find out what's going on with Glockaware Radio, which I have coming soon, you know what I mean? We showing love.
Yeah.
Shout out to the callers in the building. Definitely, if you want to join in on the show, just press the number one. I'm waiting for my special guest to get on the line. We have a caller joined in with us, 267-257. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
This Reason. What's good?
Oh, what's good with you? Go ahead, shout out. Thank you for joining the show.
Yeah, I know it's the boy Reason from GMB Black Fat Moment. How y'all doing, man?
What's up?
good.
We good tonight. We definitely good. Definitely good. Shout out to the music that you sent me, the biggest shit. Tell them about what's good with you, how they can find you on Instagram, Twitter, what you got going on.
Everything at Reason GMB, ReasonGMB. You got MySpace, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. It's all the same thing. YouTube. They dropped a new video featuring East Boogie, Mo Chris, John Donito. East Boogie from Two Cat to Two Care. Shout out to them. You have to check that out on YouTube. But
East Boogie, that's my baby.
I'll be performing on Arts Horizon Sunday coming up. Shout out to One Shot Radio, hosted by Ron Murder. That's his joint from Allegheny Doughboy. Shout out to him. So that's all I got coming up, man. But y'all need to check out that Queen of the Ring battle rap shit. That's where it's at. Y'all need to check that out when y'all get a chance.
You battle rap?
Put that movement. No, not me. It's a female. No, I ain't battle rapping, but it's a female battle rap thing. I need to tune in to that. That's the new way. That's what everybody's doing. So I need to check that out. Salute to them. And salute to Rock and Roll Radio. Salute to Rock and Roll Radio. Glockaware Radio Station. Shout out to them.
You call them Rockaware?
I'm sorry.
Now, you definitely good.
Yeah,
you definitely get
it.
I'm gonna make sure I get a chance to show you some love and get an interview with you because I fucks with your whole movement, you know what I mean? I definitely appreciate all the hard work you do. You aside from a couple artists, I can say you go in, you know what I'm saying? You definitely promote your shit and you push and you let your movement be known. So I fucks with you. Definitely got my support, Reason.
I really appreciate it too. Shout out to Philly Sound Radio too. And I mess with what you doing too. And keep it up, honest, real talk. I fuck with you.
I ain't stopping. I know that's right. But thank you. Shout out to my guests in the building. I got to show some mad love. I really appreciate him. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, he's definitely a veteran on Philly Shine Radio. You hear me, Big J?
Yes, sir.
Welcome back.
Honest Pod, what's good, man? Y'all know what it is, man. Talk to him, Jig. What's poppin'?
I got a couple people that definitely want to say hello. My co-host, Diva Status. You know I got the CEO X Squad DJs in the building and Glockaware Radio.
Man, salute to all of y'all, man. Real talk, salute to my homie, you dig? My ace, man, the million, man. Salute to him, man. Salute to Philly Shy Radio. Salute to Status Diva. Salute to all y'all, man. Salute to all the hard workers, man. Real talk.
Yes, Diva.
Okay. What's going on, Jig? Okay, I got you, honey.
Diva, at least he said my name.
This guy got me working where I can, you know, move to Huntsville or Huntsville move to Atlanta. He got me working.
Oh, man, you know what I'm saying? Hey, look here, man, the Bible. Hey, look here, the Bible said, man, don't work, won't eat, man. So we got to eat, man. So I got to keep you working, you feel me?
Oh, that's the fuck right. I feel it. Shout out to my boy, Big J. Tell everybody about this movement that you got going on, the music, the single that you just dropped. We want to know. I know you've been busy as hell.
Oh, man, I'm super busy, man. You know what I'm saying? I just salute to Memphis, Tennessee, man. I just got off the radio show with them, man, 107.1 FM, man, down in Memphis, man. You know, they spinning the record, man. The record going ham right now, man. Salute to Fontana Universal, man. I just got a little situation with Fontana Universal and Forever Young ENT, man, which is Dr. Dre's son, man. So salute for them putting out the record. It's called I'm On My Shit, man. It's out right now. You dig FYE, Best Buy online, man, iTunes, Rhapsody, everywhere, man, around the globe right now, man. It's the new movement, man, because that's what I'm on. I'm on my shit, man. So, you know, we just going hard right now with the whole movement. Also, man, you know, salute to my jeweler, man. You know, I got a jeweler who actually is a diamond sponsor of mine, man. You know, he's sponsoring diamonds at a lot of my events, you know, that I got going on. So, you know, I'm creating my own lane where, you know, even artists that's even bigger than me, you dig, ain't doing. Like, I'm actually giving away real diamonds, man, at my events, man. You know what I'm saying? So, and that's what the movement is. You know, right now we got a promo thing going on for the ladies. You know, all we got to do is to actually get in the contest to win the diamonds. You know what I'm saying? All you got to do is actually go to iTunes, download the I'm On My Shit Twit pick that you downloaded it, you dig. Twit pick to me at @BIGG_JIGG or Twitter to @BIGG_JIGG on Instagram. You understand me? And then y'all automatically in the contest, and I'm going to call out the winner, man, for that. You know what I'm saying? Like in about maybe a couple weeks.
Okay.
I love it. You said diamond.
I think. So it's only just for Twitter? It's not for Instagram?
Well, actually what it is, you know what I'm saying, it's a three-step rule to get in it, you know what I mean? Like, me and my publicist, you know, we actually been tweeting out the three-step thing, man. All it is basically you go to iTunes, you grab the single, I'm on My Shit by Me, you dig, and once you do that, you twit pick that you bought it. That automatically puts you in the contest. And then I'm going to draw out. And I'm going to actually, the label was only telling me only do one winner. But I'm actually going to pick like two or three of them because I just feel that generous, you know what I'm saying? So I'm actually pick like two or three winners, you know what I'm saying, that's going to be able to win it and be able to rock it, you know, walk around it. And once you win, I want you to take a picture of it, you know, Instagram it, say, hey, I got it for real. Because, you know, a lot of people think that, you know, people pull gimmicks and it's just not real, but this is real. Like, I'm really giving this away, just like whoever come to DJ, just like whoever come for the Red October event at the A-Squad DJs is doing for DJs Against Cancer, I'm really, really going to be there live in person, and I'm really going to give away a diamond tennis bracelet, without a doubt.
That's what's coming. I appreciate that. All I know is real niggas. It's been a while since I've, you know what I mean, been a part of a promotion where they gave away some jewels. Shout out to that joint we did up on the 27th floor of the Pyramid Club, you know what I mean, give away some diamonds. It's fresh, we got to do something like that, put a spotlight on it. Big. I'm not going to enter in the contest, but I'm going to start shouting it out to all my followers, because I know women love diamonds. Like you said, on Tuesday, they are their best friend, even though it's the better friend with me, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm diamonds' better best friend.
And actually, too, as well, we actually even doing a thing where we asking the fans what city that they want me to come through with the diamond giveaway. Because we're going to do it. I ain't going to just stop right here with it. We're going to do it, and we're going to do it in multiple cities, man. We're going to do it in multiple cities because I want people to see how I rock. And I want people to see how I rock and how I get down and that I'm really eating. See, a lot of cats be purping that they're eating. I'm really eating.
We already established you coming to Philly November, so bring them diamonds when you come to Philly. Maybe that'll be a little kickoff spot, you know, November. That's what it do.
We coming to Philly November?
Wow. I'm going to start bringing my friends to the Philly because y'all don't even know what I do. Y'all don't even know. I'm going to show y'all. I'm gonna show everybody. I'm going to show the fuck off.
Is this going to be around the time for your event, Honest? For November, Alzheimer's?
No, it's going to be the week after. November 10th,
okay.
I'm doing the walk to end Alzheimer's. I'm still raising that, you know what I'm saying, Big Jig, maybe you can help me raise some money, add some diamonds to it, and present it to,
I'm with it.
You know what I mean, come in November. Yeah, I'm with it, too. I got some special music for you to listen to as well, because you made an announcement on Philly Chime Radio on Tuesday that you're signing artists and that you're looking for artists. And I wanted to get a chance, because you said you're signing artists and you're looking for artists, to let you hear some of the music that I really fuck with here from the Philly area, as well as I'm showing love to your music tonight. So are you down to listen to some good shit?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Let me elaborate on it, too, you know, as well behind you, Philly. What I'm doing I'm actually in position because I have my own label called Go To Man Music Group that's in conjunction with Fontana Universal, but I have a separate deal as a solo artist with Fontana Universal and Forever Young ENT, but I got my own label called Go To Man Music Group that I'm able to put artists out on Fontana Universal, so I'm actually looking for a couple of artists, and like I was telling Honest Fire on her show Tuesday, you know, the objective of it is I can't deal with an artist that's lazy. They got to be an artist that's up and trying to move and trying to shake, that's already making their own moves. That's not, you know, I'm not looking for a daycare. I don't have time to babysit and daycare and hold nobody's hand, but I will give them an extra push, whatever they need to get behind their situation to help them out. You know what I'm saying? But I'm definitely, I'm just one of them type of cats, man. I know how it feel to be in the struggle, and I know how I feel to come from nothing, because I'm going to be honest with y'all, man. I'm from Chicago, and I'm from the hood, so I came from absolutely dirt. So for me to be in the position that I am right now, to living good and riding good, you know, God is good, man. So with God being good to me, man, I try to give back to others. Even though I know sometimes as an individual it bites you in the ass, because it done bit me in the ass by helping people, but I still can't let the next person be at fault for what somebody else did. You feel what I'm saying? So this how I rock, and this how I really get down. You know what I'm saying?
Me too.
That's why you're so big, Jig. You big as shit. And I want to definitely elaborate on, you know, catching up since you've been on Philly Shine Radio and talk about, you know, some of the successes of your career and definitely what we're going to look forward to in the future, Jig. Like,
oh,
all, you've always been extremely professional. You've taught me a lot of things about quality, you know what I'm saying, especially in your promotion and actually what you're putting out. So I fucks with you.
Right.
Salute. And gotta go in, you know what I mean? Somebody really surprised me this year. My homeboy, BR Star, I fucks with this song. It's definitely a crazy song. And he from Philly, from West Philly, but he live out in the suburbs. And this boy, he grind. One thing I can do, I can co-sign the niggas who work. So let
right.
you listen to this shit. Go in and check out some of your Big Jig music. You know what I'm saying? It's called Rubber Bands. I like this song.
Let's get it.
Shout out to Guacaware Radio. We got to everybody in the switchboard on Philly Shine Radio.
Yeah, every 50-20s get a rubber band.
Rubber band.
Every 50-20s get a rubber band.
Rubber band.
All I see is rubber band.
Rubber band.
Man, this shit look like a 100 grand.
Grand.
Every 50-20s get a rubber band.
Rubber band.
Every 50-20s get a rubber band.
Rubber band.
All I see is rubber band.
Rubber band.
Rubber bands, coke got the fiends climbing windows like rubber man. I'm a boss, you work for another man. No rapping, heat clapping, summer jam. I'm heavyweight, you niggas a couple grams. For green, I'm fucking with them birds, Eagle fan. Give me the word, I fly them right in. I'm fresh home, pair shoestrings, tied right in. Paper thick, it don't fold, but it might bend. Caught a case, made bail, I ain't spent a night in. I'm next up, yeah, I said I'm next up. It's my world, and your bitch a squirrel. I just feed her nuts. Bad bitch, begging me to hit the Dutch. I'm speeding, downshifting, try and hit the clutch. They say the money bring you power, dog. I want it all, like I just hit the Powerball.
Every 50-20s get a rubber band.
Rubber band.
Every 50-20s get a rubber band.
Rubber band. All I see is rubber band.
Rubber band.
Man, this shit look like a 100 grand.
Grand.
Every.
Thank you, man.
Yeah. Now, you know I stay on mine, man. You know what I'm talking about. Beat my. Appreciate it, homie. Support Big G, man. Hey, yeah. What's up, dude?
Look at my wrist, I shine like a love, man. Everything lit. Boy, I hustle hard.
on my shit. You know what I'm saying? You can't say that. A lot of people can't say that. But when you say that, that means you a boss. Shout out to my boy Big Jig in the building. Definitely go buy On My Shit from iTunes. Chance to win some diamonds, ladies. Just tweet the picture. JIGG Sorry about that. Big Jig, talk to him.
Man, hey, man, look here, man.
Who's the producer on that song?
This producer out of Atlanta, man, called Beat Monsters, man. Salute to them. Shout out to them for making the track. You know what I'm saying? You know, the record, it was so crazy because I got a crazy pop record that I just did, like a Flo Rida type record that I did, man, in Miami that's crazy. And I got a record with Baby Bash, and for those that don't know who Baby Bash is, Baby Bash is the cat that had the song with Akon called Move Your Body Like a Cyclone. Me and him did a record together, and we were going to put that out. But then when the label heard this, they was like, yeah, man, we think that, you know, you should go ahead and rock with that. You know what I'm saying? Because we wasn't even going to rock with it. It was kind of like my second choice of records. But, you know, everybody started feeling it once some of the clubs started picking it up. So, you know, it kind of grew legs on its own. So when it kind of grew legs, I was like, well, hell, let's just go all in with it, man. So, then I like the subject title of it, man. I'm on my shit, man, because anybody that's working and working hard and about getting that money, man, they should feel like that. They should feel like they on their shit, so.
So it's on my shit. I thought I saw a W. I thought it was on my shit. You know, I'm such a boss. I'm like, on my shit, gimme. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't touch it because I own it. But I like, on my shit, okay. I thought you said on my shit, but I thought when I saw the picture, I thought it said, okay, it is on my shit. I love it. But, I'll let you hear a little bit of my homie BR Star song. You know, I just love that hook. Every 50-20s get a rubber band, you know what I mean? Shout out to all my hustler niggas that do that type shit. And I got a shout out to my homie who just called in, Tamu. Shout out to you. You got to say what's up to my guest tonight, Big Jig. A lot of history behind Big Jig, but we about to get to know him.
What's up,
Big Jig?
Hey, what's good, fam? How you doing, man?
I'm chilling. Definitely feeling the song I just heard.
Hey, I appreciate it, man. Real talk, man. I'm definitely feeling the record I heard, too, man. Definitely, man.
That's what's up.
That's what's up. Shout out to Tamu. I had to open up his mic. He's definitely official and a big part of Philly Shine Radio now. And I have to also go to my Instagram. My boy Biz the Truth just shouted you out, Big Jig.
And my boy
DJ Breezy, you know we do fireworks show on Philly DMV Hot Radio every Friday. Tomorrow's topic is going to be why these hoes be tripping. And we're not, you know, I can't, you know, tomorrow's G-rated show. So now I'm not talking about hoes like prostitutes. I'm talking about a garden tool. So I'm going to say why these garden tools. Talk a little shit. Shout out to everybody tuning in on the show tonight. Today we have a special guest, like I said, Big Jig from out of Chicago. But you kind of all over the whole USA right now. Tell everybody about, you know, what's going on with you right now. And even, like, let us know from Chicago to where. Where has your music travels, you know what I mean, taking you?
Oh man, you know I've been all over the world like 50 times, man, for real, and overseas, man. You know, I done did, you know, every state, just about almost every continent, for real. You know what I'm saying? Like I've been in the game for like 12 years. You know what I'm saying? I got a lot of big records with a lot of big artists. You know what I'm saying? I've been on like 23 magazine covers worldwide. You know what I mean? I done did, you know, BET. A few times, 106 in Park, you know what I'm saying? I done had videos on MTV Jams, you know, a few different times. I done did BET red carpets, and you know, I done did a lot, man. Like, you know, God, I've been fortunate, man. God been good to me, you know, as far as the music situation. You know, music kind of saved my life, you know, growing up in Chicago. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, they call it Chirac, but, you know, they call it Chirac for a reason, man. You know, it's kind of wild, you know, growing up in, a, in, you know, in a city like Chicago, man. You know, you always got to be on your P's and Q's and, you know, always be aware of what's your surroundings, you know. And I go, I mean, I guess that goes for everywhere, but, you know, in Chicago, it's kind of a little different. You know what I'm saying? Like, even if you're a suburb kid, you almost got to grow up in the hood. You know what I mean? You almost got to be a hood cat because, you know, people will try you. You know what I mean? But, you know, for the most part, man, you know, things been good, man. You know, of course you're going to deal with hating. You know, out of here, you know, of course you can deal with, you know, that's how you know you're doing something right, though, when people hating on you. So, of course, I done had to deal with the hate, you know, but it's unfortunate that it always be hate that behind my back. It never really been no hate in my face because I guess niggas know what time it is. You know what I'm saying? Niggas don't want to try real niggas. So
people be hating you to your face.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You know how that, so I mean, you know, but that's here nor there, man, because one thing I learned about in this business, man, like, only people, I'm going to tell y'all something, only people, if you think about it logically, the only people that hate is people that either broke or butt hurt or don't got shit popping. You feel me? Like, people that's getting money, they don't hate, man, because they too worried about, you know, they too worried about getting with their situation and getting money. And a person that got too much time on their hands or they mad because they sitting back and your name popping up everywhere, them the people that get mad at you, you know what I'm saying? Because they like, damn, you know, they ain't really mad. They really kind of, they really want to, that's their way of congratulating you, but they don't know how to just say, hey, man, congratulations, so I'm going to just be mad at this nigga because I'm just mad because I ain't doing, I should be doing what he doing or I should be doing what she doing. You know what I'm saying? So that's just how, that's just the nature of the business. That's just the nature of the business.
I can't focus on hate because I'll turn like too crazy. And what's funny?
To me as an individual, I just feel like if a person is there's no way in the hell an individual should be able to gather that much of time to even worry about what they do. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it ain't your bitch or it ain't it ain't messing with your well-being, because what the next man eat won't make you shit no way. So it's like, why even give somebody that much time in your life out your day? You know what I'm saying? They even worry about what they doing. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know,
I don't understand why people do that. That's real shit. Now, certain people, you can't confuse constructive criticism as hate. You know what I'm saying? And I know I've been constructive to certain people in the past, and even I never forget one time I was trying to tell this girl, like, really, like, you can't rap, and then she ended up like arguing with me and my homie, and we ended up just like kicking her out the car because it was like real ridiculous how she couldn't understand it. We were trying to help her, you know what I mean? But you know what, honest fire,
the difference of it is this. If you're about business, if you're a business-minded person, you should be able to discern the difference between constructive criticism and hating. Because constructive criticism, a person ain't gonna, it's a different way, it's a different approach. It's a different approach if a person coming to you on constructive criticism, because their approach is more like, I'm trying to help you, so you already know. But what you know for a fact when somebody hating, you know what I'm saying? Like, if somebody just mad at you for no reason and just whatever, just because, like, come on, you should be able to, if you're a business-minded person, you should be able to discern the difference of hating and the difference of somebody being honest with you. Because I done had to be, I tell people all the time, if you don't want to know the truth, don't ask me. Because it might, it might make you mad, but at least I know that I'm being real with you, because I would rather somebody
be
real
with
me.
That's why they call me honest. Like, I ain't even going, you know, sugarcoated at all. You know what I'm saying? You gotta keep it real. And speaking of keeping it real, that track that I played earlier, I want to ask you guys' opinion. You know what I mean? Demel, I know you heard it. I'm not sure if you heard it, Samu. Did you hear it, Diva?
Yeah, I heard it.
I didn't get to hear it all the way because I got kicked off, so I just came back on.
I hate blog talk. If y'all ever get kicked off, call back, you know what I'm saying? Because it, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what blog talk do. They want their money every month, just like the fucking government and shit. Mm-hmm. Motherfucker was act broke, and I'm still supposed to pay you. Fuck that shit. But, y'all know how I get real expressive. But, Jig, were you feeling that track, his little slow flow from BR Star?
Yeah. I definitely dug his swag on it for sure, man. Definitely, man. I definitely like how he put it together. Definitely. No hate on this end, man. I congratulate you. I dug it.
That's what's up. Jamel, did you hear the song? Did you hear the track? Jamel, where'd the millions go?
Did he go to sleep? I know he didn't go to sleep.
No, he probably went to sleep in something. He probably went to sleep in something.
In something. Yeah, he in something.
Shout out to my boy BR Star. Just called in. And we do have a topic tonight. So, Big Jig, don't think that you're going to get away from this topic tonight either. You know what I mean?
Oh,
BR, I just welcome to Philly Shine Radio.
You already know, man. I'm glad to be here.
Appreciate it. I got to introduce you to my special guest, Big Jig. He just said that he was feeling your song and how you put it together.
I appreciate that. I heard you say he was from Chicago. That's where he started. I salute, man. I fuck with the tail.
Man, I appreciate it, homie.
Yeah, my people's from out there, man. You know, I got much love for that type.
Definitely. I appreciate it, man. Definitely.
BR Star, you gotta give a little shout out to your team, Star Show. That's how we do it on Philly Shine Radio. We
well,
gotta definitely
not.
Show off.
Let me give a shout out. Let me give a shout out first and foremost to West Philly, man. And let me give a shout out to my Game 7 niggas, man. Mike Sal, Catch Wreck, Jimmy Blanco. Y'all can all follow them, man, and follow me at Born_39, you know what I'm saying? So that's Born_Star39, you know what I mean? And all my Star Show fans, man, ha, Star Show.
We gonna go in, we gonna check out some more music, and we gotta get into this topic for tonight. Can you work with your ex? You know, I wanna be in your business a little bit tonight. We gonna show some love. Yeah, I'm actually still going to stay in West Philly with my music and show some love to Catch Wreck. And then we're going to get into this other track to my boy Big Jig, that joins Street Grind. And, of course, you can listen to VlockAware.com. We're broadcasting some high hip-hop over there. Check out Big Jig was playing on VlockAware.com. Shout out to VlockAware Radio, the best fucking hip-hop.
Yeah, shout out VlockAware, man. They put it down. They put it down over there. I fuck with them. Shout out VlockAware, man.
This my shit. That don't make you real. Shout out to Catch Wreck. I'm saying
All I do is I'm A whole lot of street crime. man from the Mid-State Tona. If you don't think so, don't say my name. Find your favorite rapper and I bet I made all the frame. No, we didn't. Big D just say that. If you don't think so, we don't even play that. And watch nothing change but the damn weather. D.O.C. flow, nobody does it better. The chap bottle beside me called me Mayweather. Put a red break neck on super shine. A whole lot of street friends. A whole lot of street friends. A whole lot of street friends. Pocket full of red brick, neck on super shine. A whole lot of street friends. A whole lot of street friends. A whole lot of street friends.
That shit was crazy. Y'all even know that the energy was crazy on that right there. That's the first time I got to do that. Playing the same song on GlockAwareRadio.com and playing it on Philly Shine Radio. We back live. Shout out to everybody listening on the Twitch board. My special guest in the building, Big Jig. I'm having fun. Shout out to all my X-Squad DJs listening. Shout out to my boy Drake, too. That song, that hook is crazy. We love it. But that was nice, you know what I mean? Playing the same shit at the same time. GlockAwareRadio.com.
Salute, GlockAware. I appreciate that love.
You know what?
You are.
Well, I'm gonna take a. Let me take a. I'm gonna go ahead and say this. I wouldn't expect nothing less coming from a fellow Chicagoan. So big salute to you, Big Jig. I loved it.
Well, I appreciate it.
That
thank
Street
you.
Grind. That's a heavy album. I like that. Tell us about that track, please, God.
Oh man, that record, man. Actually, the video actually been on MTV Jams a few times. It's on YouTube. If y'all go to Big Jig and look up Street Grind. I actually got my little 9-year-old son in the video with me, man. You know what I'm saying? The video crazy, man. It got like about 100,000 views on YouTube right now. You know what I'm saying? But the video actually was on MTV Jam a few times. But the record itself, man. You know what I'm saying? It was just I'm just one of them type of cats, man. I kind of mastered the street records, man. So it's like I just wanted to do a record and just talk about, you know, just really grinding and just getting it, you know what I'm saying? So I just went, that's what the top from, man, you know, just all about getting to the money, man, you know, and how to get, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a blueprint to how to get to the money. Because anybody can call himself a grinder or a hustler, but it's always a blueprint to anything you do. So that's just like a street blueprint, man, how to get to the money, man, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, salute to my producer, King James. He actually from Chicago who made the track. And I also got like 8 different remixes. I got a remix of that Street Grind with Waka. I got a remix of that with Waka Flocka. Remix of that with me and Haitian Fresh from Brick Squad. I got a remix of that with me. I got a remix of that with me and Meal Ticket, which is one of Puffy producers. I got a
Mill Ticket. That's my homie. Wait, Mill Ticket, one of my best friends too. I gotta shout out Mill Ticket. He cool as shit.
I love him. And I got a version of it with me and Turk from the Hot Boys. They used to be with YMCMB. I got a version, but with me and Bo Deal from Brick Squad. So I just got a bunch of different versions, man, because a lot of cats the record. So it was like, damn, I think what I'm end up doing is we're gonna shoot a remix. And I'm gonna probably do one of them super long ass 7 or 8 minute songs like Game did with everybody in the video. Everybody I name, I'm gonna get them. We gonna all video. We gonna all be in the video, man.
Yeah,
just making one big ass remix.
That's hot. That sound epic. That sound epic. That's the type of shit we love in hip hop. You know what I mean? We got those type of collaborations, working with a lot of different people. You know what I mean? I need a lighter, fellas. Yeah. Shout out to GlockAware. We in the studio. You know, you go to GlockAware.com, get your merchandise done, get your Tims, you know what I mean? Shout out to them little commercial. And tomorrow, once again, I got to say, tune in to the fireworks show, Philly DMV Hot Radio. Special guest, my boy, I had to bring him back in. Big, big shout out to my boy, Dark Low, OBH, all you guys. Everybody 74, my boy, Shy Money, Leek Moss. We got showing some love. So tomorrow we're going to have me, my boy, the real DJ Breezy. Of course, Millie Ware is going to be in the building. And I got to say, I got a little special partner coming through to show some love, spice it up a little bit. I know she will. That's all I'm going to say. She will spice it up tomorrow. And our topic is going to be garden hoes be tripping. Garden tools. Garden hoes be tripping too. Shout out to all the hoes that be tripping. So we're going to go in. That was a topic brought up by my partner, DJ Breezy. Tonight's topic is a little more simpler. Can you work with your ex? I'm going to start with you, my guest, Big Jig. You got to answer the topic question. Can you work with your ex? Even though being that your work is music, could you bring your ex in on something?
I guess that would depend on how was the breakup. You know what I'm saying? Like, if the breakup was kind of a mutual thing, then, you know, I would say I'm the type of guy where I don't want to – I can't get in my feelings when it comes to business. You know what I'm saying? I'm kind of like – I kind of think like a corporate America. Like, even if I don't get along with somebody, I'm not going to ruin a million-dollar situation over how I feel about a person. So if the breakup wasn't bad, then 9 times out of 10, we got to do business, then I can do business. But if the breakup was bad, then – I think if it's like, because, you know, you, in your mind, you already know, okay, well, it's best that we don't see each other, don't have nothing to do with each other, then that's different. But if the breakup was kind of mutual and we got to get this money together, then, you know, we got to do what we got to do, you know what I'm saying? Because business is business at the end of the day. You can't take business personal. You can't wear your heart on your shoulder in business.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. That's good.
I'm a female, so I'm a little more spiteful sometimes. You know what I'm saying? But for the most part,
you can't be spiteful.
Always,
but you know what, though, baby? You can't be spiteful if you got to eat, though. You know what I mean?
No, I mean, I'm being spiteful my own way. I never fuck up the money, but I do shit like wear, like, sexy-ass clothes around them. You know what I mean? Like, or just, like, be, like, real extra teasing and shit, make his dick hard and shit.
That's
and
that
like,
shit bag. That's called shit bag. I love it.
But you know what, though? I guess when you say the word spiteful, I'm thinking about, like, some crazy shit, like slicing a nigga tires type shit. Like, that ain't spiteful
to wear nothing sexy.
I mean, at the end of the day, that's just you being eye candy. So I don't look at that as spiteful. You know what I'm saying? Because
I mean,
because you got to think like this. In this business, I know for myself, you know, traveling the world, I see beautiful women on a regular. So it's like, I can't let it don't do nothing for me no more now, because it's like, if I'm doing business with you, I don't care about that at the end of the day. Because I've seen them all now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've been around the globe.
I ain't tired of that shit. If you was my ex,
but that's the thing, though. If you was with me, it wouldn't be no ex.
Good answer.
Diva, don't we?
Because you know what? Because real talk, man. I'm a keeper, man. Like on some real shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm a keeper. I ain't just a hell of an artist. I'm a hell of a man. Period. You feel me? So I ain't one of the ones that females get with me and really want to let me go. I mean, that ain't being arrogant.
That's
just calling a spade a spade.
We're going to have to probably auction you off when you get to Philly. I don't know. We'll have to put you up on a meat market. Like, you got a good piece of meat, lady.
It is what it is. Look here, man. I mean, I'm a whole lot of man. 6'3", green eyes, man. You feel me?
Go with your fine ass. Diva status. You being a little beautiful, sexy mama. Can you relate to me on this topic? Could you work with an ex?
I'm going to tell the truth. I ain't going to lie. I tried to work with a couple of exes. I ain't not just work with a couple exes on several different projects. It don't really work out. Because usually they be feeling some type of way, because I guess they start remembering, like, stuff that I used to do and all this good stuff. But, like, I'm not going to fuck up your money.
Can I say one thing, though? Let me say this. Let me get this off. This big jig. Check this out. One thing I will say about working with the ex. Two, you have to take it in fact. You got to think about this. Is your ex mature? You feel what I'm saying? That play a big part of it, too. If they not mature, then hell no, you can't work with them. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's all about a person's maturity level, too. You know what I'm saying?
Your ex is the shit, Jig. It's just like, straight like how Mark used to be like, I'm mature. Because my boy Big G. But yeah, like for me, I don't know. You know what I mean? My ex, he gonna get it in my own way. You know what I'm saying? But BR, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. I was lost for a minute.
Okay, no problem. No, I wanted to ask you, could you work with your ex?
I'm here.
No, I said, could you work with your ex? That's the topic question for tonight.
Can I work with my ex? Yeah, I was listening to Jay. Yeah, you said he had some good answers. Yeah, but let me see. Can I work with my ex, man? It depends on, like, what type of ex was it, man, or how we ended. If we ended on good terms, yeah, I can work with my ex. But if we ended because I did her dirty, then when she did me dirty, then it ain't going to be able to work out. So I guess I can work with my ex, depending on how the relationship ends.
Yeah, I feel you. I've always had, like, I've never had, like, any bad breakups, you know what I mean? Like, I haven't had any bad breakups.
So you're telling me you walked away from all your relationships on good terms?
No, don't listen to her. She's broken some hearts. Why are you lying? Don't lie. Don't lie.
Yeah,
I mean,
come on, man. You got to keep it a thing.
You know, the only heartbreak is that I'm not going to be around, but that's inevitable if you're breaking up, right? That's something that the guy got to deal with. So, you know, like, yeah, they fucked up, you know, that we can't, you know, have that good, you know, life anymore or whatever, you know, the good eating, the good fucking and sucking and shit. That's the hard part, but.
Right. Talk heavy.
Fucked up.
Talk heavy.
Like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, We was cool, you know what I mean? If I fucked up, no, all right, it is one ex that's a little mad at me. All
right,
I ain't gonna lie.
Right.
Fuck him.
Right.
He was crazy. That's all I'm gonna say. I got one ex, but I would love to work with him. I'd make it every day hard for him. Seriously. But shout out to everybody listening in. We're gonna take another music break. Close out getting to know my boy Big Jig. Salute you, Big Jig. Welcome back to Shine Radio. And I got some music to my boy Looney Tunes and, of course, BR Star. He sent me that other joint. So you gonna go check out that little, you know, freestyle joint. Really, Shine Radio.
Oh, yeah, that joint. Yeah, let me know what y'all think.
Radio. Stop.
You are now tuned into the Star Show.
Yeah.
Best show in the world. I paint pictures like Picasso.
Yeah.
Get it to him wholesale like Costco's. I took the tents off, so I drive slow. A picture worth a thousand words, I'm a slideshow. Somebody take a picture, please. I don't smile for the camera, I just show cheese.
Yeah.
I'm on paper like parolees. Cause I was jetting to that corner like Darrell Reeves.
Yeah.
Big boy, I'm an outcast. I put the time in so I outlast. I put the grind in, never outcast. Make it rain, weatherman, check your forecast. I'm here to steal the game, no gunning man. Flow touching you, little boy, Sunday mass. The money never where the stash is. Like clay, I'm everywhere that the cash is. I'm still shitting commissary from my last bid. So I'm known in the streets like a bad kid.
Right.
It's Picasso, baby, Martin. I got your door with the Roscoe, baby. Beeper, crumble from shells, that's tacos, baby. Everybody's a savage, play macho, baby. I hold it down, anchor, navy. Play my part and do it big, crazy. I'm as cool
winter with the AC. 10 birds, a big ticket, nigga, KG. I'm going hard like it's fourth quarter. I'm all about change like four quarters. You niggas bitches like four daughters. I'm the king when I fall like four corners.
Right.
In a club,
in a club,
making love,
making love.
Get your money, then go and do it up,
go and do it up.
Popping bottles in the club,
then throw your hands in the air.
If you looking for love,
then throw your hands in the air.
If you doing it,
let me talk to you for a second, baby. I got something weighing on my heart. I know we friends, baby, but I don't wanna tear us apart. Let go. It all started when we first met. You laid eyes on me, and I laid eyes on you. Yeah, smelling good with you wearing. I told her it's a secret. You might have to keep it. Yeah. She said, I don't do no secrets. But for you, baby boy, I might just keep it. She said, tell me in my ear. Come tell me nice and slowly. I said, baby, you the one. You my one and only. I like you, you like me. We don't fight, boo. We don't need to be. I look at you and you look at me. And you smiling hard and I see the feet. And I'm rubbing you and you rubbing me. And I'm loving you and you loving me. But now.
Sexy right now after listening to that song. That was nice.
Yeah, you know, I wanted to get sexy and slow it down a little bit because I even thought that being with all the sexy people in the building, you too, Tamu, with your little long hair, don't care, been listening in, joining in with us, sexy diva status, you already know, so thick, so sexy. She's mine, though, so get it out your head.
Jamil done perked up.
Jamil, shut the fuck up. That's my buzz. That's my signal. We just cool. That's my wifey though. You know, I'm her wifey too. So
exactly.
Don't get confused.
Yeah, obviously she didn't respond to what I sent her just a minute ago.
I got what you just.
Look at you again, Jamil. Look, you said that in the beginning of the show. Get him, diva.
Okay. Do I need to do it again? I'm going to do it again.
Yes, do it again. Real sexy.
Okay. Jamil, baby, I did get what you sent me. I really did. But we on the show right now, so I can't really address that for you. But I tell you what, you keep being good for me, and I'm going to call you in a little bit, and I'm going to tell you something good.
My throat just curled.
We got a little drama on the show. A little drama on the show. It's a huge show today. I got to say, bringing back Big Jig, haven't you, you know what I mean, tune in. Like I said on Tuesday, you know what I'm saying, I've always, you know what I mean, shows love. And every time I heard, you know what I mean, your new music, being as though I've worked with the X-Squad DJs, the OSA DJs, they all show you love, you know what I'm saying. And I'm glad that you are here today to show us your music, the grind, and I'm definitely bringing you to Philly. They gonna let you up Philly. All we like is big niggas. You tripping?
And you know, I wanted to ask you a quick question, Big Dig. Well, actually, see if you can enlighten some of the listeners, because any time that I do any that me and Honest are ever together, I be wanting so much knowledge to be spread. Let the artists know, these up-and-comings, that, you know, I know that there's the grind, but a lot of these artists think that a deal is just going to fall out the sky and someone's going to put a bunch of money behind them. Can you wake them up a little bit?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, one thing about the labels concerning period nowadays, the industry is set up as if, now there's no more artist development and no label anymore. So basically, you got to already be a ready-made artist, already up and moving and shaking and making moves on your own before they even attempt to even look at you. So with that being said, it's definitely a lot of work. Like me, myself, this actually is like my second deal I had. This is actually my second deal I've had, in my career. So, you know, and it's a lot of work, man. You know, I've been in the game, like I said, like 12 years. And I can honestly say after probably maybe 5 or 6 years is when people start noticing me on a national level. You know what I'm saying? So it's definitely not all about just, okay, I'm going to get in the booth and make a record and then I'm going to pop tomorrow. Like a lot of artists got to understand that this is the way the game is designed now. It's more about business. Like you got some cats and some artists that got hot records, but they and none of their business is together. No copyrights.
Yeah.
No ASCAP. No BMI.
A lot of them.
No bio. No press kit. No EPK. You know, no really social following at all online at all. And all of these is all of that counts, man. Like you gotta have every I dotted and every T crossed for people to even take even interest in you, because when you got all your I's dotted and your T's crossed, what that does is that make people look at you that like you take what you do serious. You can't come in nobody. You can't come in nobody with a diss, with a record, and with a permanent black marker on it and say, "Oh, this is my new song, ketchup and hot sauce." You know what I'm saying? Like you go get your stuff, invest in yourself, and go get it printed up nice and neat where it says the name of your record. You know, be presentable. Have a nice package when you come to people. Like, I get so many people all the time that come to me, "Hey, Big Jig, man, let me holler at you." Then when it's like, hold on, cuz, hold on, let me get this CD. And they get the CD, and they bring it. It's fingerprints all on the back, and it's a permanent marker on it, talking about the name of their record. Hey, man, hey, check this out, cuz. That's an instant turnoff to anybody that's in the game that's a known person or making moves, because it's like, okay, why would I take you serious if you won't even invest in yourself? And see, that's the thing about it
right.
with me. And just when I say this, I'm not saying this as bragging. I'm just telling you the truth with me. In my career, like for the last 2 years, I probably done invested over $100,000 in myself. In myself. No label, no advance money, no nothing. Just all me. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I know there's some people that probably is not as fortunate to, you know, to have that kind of money come through their hands, but I'm just bringing that point up as if you, this is something that I had to do. Like, I couldn't wait on the label. I couldn't wait on somebody to find Joe Blow to invest in me. You got to,
right.
in order for somebody else to believe in you, you got to believe in
now
you. And you show that.
Now, I'm
going to
say, I want to say that's amazing that you can say that, because I know a lot of niggas that waste hundreds of thousands of dollars, main did half the shit you did because their mind isn't right. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, you got to have a whole plan. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right. If you don't
and then, and then,
money,
and then you got to understand,
also,
and then you got to understand, too, it's about where you put your money at, too. You feel what I'm saying? You can't just have a bunch of money and just say, oh, well, I'm going to go to radio. Like, this is a no-no. This is what
mm-hmm.
artists do. A lot of artists make a record
say
and want to immediately jump and want to, hold on, let me get this off, because this is very important. A lot of artists want to make a record and then want to jump to the radio. First off, that's the dumbest shit you could ever do, because what you need to do is, once you make a record, start putting your money behind promotions of that record. Get it in the street.
Exactly.
Get it to the DJs. You know what I'm saying? Start going to the DJ conferences. You know what I'm saying? Start going to the DJ conferences. Start going to, you know, open mics and getting your record, getting your face seen and getting your record heard. Don't just try to be like, okay, well, I made this record, I'm going to run to 107.9 or I'm going to run to to Cosmic Kev and give him $5,000 so he can spin my record. That's dumb. That's a dummy move. You know what I'm saying?
And, you know what? and to touch on that, like when I was in, I went to St. Louis, and you know we had I had to do like talent scout. We had like little talent search and everything like that. Out of the 101 artists, the only one that stands out in my mind is Mr. Brown Swagger, because he put his stuff together. The only one that put anything together, he was memorable.
Yeah, and that's even like you said, Big Jig, it's about the promotion. Like, are you going to save your money, get your T-shirts printed up? Definitely shout out to Glockaware, who can help you with that branding, you know what I mean? Get a T-shirt, get a, you know what I mean? Hey, a CD, like even Big Jig said, you know, have it, not with the marker on it, but actually your contact information, your Twitter at least.
I'm gonna give y'all a little secret what I did. Check this out.
Let me say one last thing. And even going to these events, these DJ conferences, these open mics, speak to everybody in the room. You know what I mean? Don't just wait till you get on stage till anybody hears your voice. You better get to know that person that's dressed nice, start up a conversation, show your personality, something. Because other than that, no one's going to fucking remember you. I don't give a fuck.
That's right.
Go ahead, Big J.
And I'm gonna tell a lot of you upcoming artists something, man. If you're listening, listen to me very well and very good. Check this out. This is the most turn-off shit that I ever can see out of an upcoming artist. Is when an upcoming artist, they trying to get on, but you want to be Hollywood and arrogant as fuck and you ain't did nothing. That's the dumbest shit in life. Because one thing about when you want help from people, why would you want to help somebody who feel like they already own? At that point, you looking at them like, okay, well, they don't need my help. So if you need help, Don't be so fucking prideful and feel like you the best shit popping that, oh, I don't gotta talk to Big Diego. I don't have to talk to this person. You need somebody. Even I need somebody. So therefore, how can a person that kills me when I see artists make a record and the record might be okay, but all of a sudden they act like they done did all kind of shit and had deals and ain't did shit. Cause first thing I ask the artist is, what have you done already? What have you done without me or without anybody's help that I should feel interested and even want to fuck with you? Not that you walking around here with your nose up like you think your shit is popping because you just recorded some shit in your grandma's closet. You feel me? Like, that's corny. Like, you know, you got to be humble, man, and be hungry. You can't walk around like you the shit and you ain't did nothing. I've seen so many of these little upcoming artists ain't did shit, barely did shows, ain't getting paid for no shows, ain't getting booked, ain't did nothing, but they walk around here like, oh, I'm killing them. I'm the best in my hood. Guess what? That's not important to me because you think you the hottest nigga in your hood or you the hottest nigga in your town. Because that don't speak for the masses. It's what the masses think. It's not what you think and not what your homeboys or homegirls think. It's what the masters, it's what the masses of around the globe think about you. Feel me?
Exactly.
That's deep. Definitely.
That's real shit. I appreciate
you know what
you saying that because... Oh, shout out to my boy DJ Ant Lava. Had to bring him in on the line. Shout him out. Follow him. I am King Ant Lava. You know, I opened up the show with his voice tonight just to tell y'all we got a lot of shit coming soon as well. And welcome back to Philly Shine Radio. Lava, what's good?
What's good? I want to input in with the Jig said. A lot of these artists, I done did everything. I done opened up for different big artists from Keisha Cole's to be on Barack Obama DJs. These artists in Philadelphia, in Jersey, and Delaware walk around like they got a stick up their ass. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
And when they hear me CDs, oh, I'm the man, you got to listen to me. And rap about the same bullshit that I heard 10 years ago. And when I done saw artists come, I done saw artists go. A lot of these artists don't understand that grinding the game is every damn day. Somebody knows somebody that knows somebody. But also, when they go to shows, they think people are supposed to listen to them. You got to do something to catch somebody's attention. A lot of these artists rap about the same thing, say the same shit, brick. I got bricks. I killed them. I banged them. Nigga, why the fuck you ain't locked up? You know what I'm saying? I don't want to hear the bullshit. I really don't want to hear the bullshit no more.
I feel like some people could say it good, and oh well, they locked up. You know what I mean? Free my niggas that's locked up. But
they saying they did it. I don't want to hear that shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because you did, and you got a couple bodies, and you got bricks in the house, nigga. Why the fuck you got a pair of old ass felines? Don't talk about it if you don't do it. That's the thing. That's my whole thing. If you don't do it, don't talk about it. Real gangster don't talk about nothing they do. You know what I mean? Stop talking about
bricks. I feel like certain people can, you know what I mean, even myself, you put things, you know what I mean, in a metaphorical way where it's entertaining, you know what I'm saying? But you have to take it to where I can't glorify real, you know what I mean, crimes, but I will glorify it in a hot rap song, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, just being honest. But on some real shit, it's more than that, because even like Big Jig said earlier, it's not the hot song, like it's got to be a whole package. Nowadays, it's no artist development money. You know, I've talked to so many people, you know what I mean? Even shout out to my girl, Trina B, who's a businesswoman. Follow her on Instagram, Candy, CandyPaynt, Candy Paint. Big ups to her. And she'll tell you herself, you know what I mean, like, back in the day. But right now, you got to do this development yourself to save your money.
Exactly.
Come out looking.
Cause see, check this out. This Big Jig, check this out. And I'm sorry, Honest Five, for cutting you off. I'm sorry, baby. The thing about it is that nowadays, the labels, the majors, I'm going to be real with you, man. And this might sound crazy, but I'm being honest, man, like Future Song. I'm just being honest. Check it out. The thing about the majors now, the majors are basically coattailers. they coattailing whatever you got popping. They ain't trying to help pop. They wanna coattail off what you got popping. So if you popping, they gonna ride with you. If you ain't popping, they ain't fucking with you. That's just how the majors is right now. You understand me? Because even with me, my single came out on before I tell you, I just did a situation. Even with them, and check this out, this is real shit. Like I said, once again, I ain't bragging, I'm just being honest. Well, even when they put this record out on, with that I just put out, I'm on my shit Tuesday. Even with them putting it out, I still went right behind their back and I put $15,000 in promotions behind it, my damn self, out my pocket.
As you should.
But this is what I'm saying. But see, this is what I'm saying. I'm not talking this shit to just brag. I'm saying because I want artists to understand how serious this is, that you have to invest in your damn self. You feel what I'm saying? Like, you can't wait on the machine. You got to be your own machine. You feel what I'm saying? You have to be your own machine, because the way the game's set up with the majors now is this. If you your own machine, once they see your machine working without them, then they want to come with their machine to help you push you farther, because they see, like, damn, your objective is to make the labels be like, damn, man, I'm going to make it plain simple like this. You know, as a male, of all the male females, for a nigga to see a bad female, you in your mind, you feel like, damn, I got to have her. She cold. And just like a female see a bad dude, be like, oh, man, he's sexy. I want that nigga. I got to have him. That's how you got to make the labels look at you. The labels got to look at you like, man, I want this kid. This nigga getting money without us. Fuck that. I want to be a part of that. And the only way you're going to make them look at you like that is if you move it without their ass. Got to shake and make moves. And that's what happened with me. What happened to me is I made it undeniable where they like, yo, this nigga not nowhere. Every time we look up, he over here. He over there. He in L.A. He's in Mexico. He's in this. Like, what the fuck is this nigga doing? So it made them curious to be like, yo, man, we got to do something with him, because this dude ain't going nowhere. And that's how you got to do. You got to put yourself in position to make it undeniable, to make them look at you, man, I got to have you, dude.
To even elaborate on my guest tonight, Big Jig, I really appreciate every single thing that you're saying tonight. You've always been a person that kept it 100. I see your respectable back when you were doing the college tour. You know what I mean? That's when I got a chance to hear your music back in '09, having you on the show. And I got to say, something I say has been reputable coming back for myself. I went into helping out, you know, people who aren't ready. And then even myself, I had to take Philly Shy Radio to different platforms to find artists. And it's not Dick Eaton. If you hot, we on the same mind page. You know, we've been able to stay in rhythm, able to get money together. And I can say that to about a lot of people. We get money. If you're not on that type of time, I can't fuck with you. It's a waste of time. And if the time right now, listen to this show. I'm going to waste the key, you know, of and letting everybody else hear it, because what you said is void from a lot of people. We say it all the time in a couple of shows that we've had. A lot of people are lacking. They jig this thing out some real good. If you don't have those things behind, fucking up. And I have to say this. You know you love Philly, Big Jig, just as much as I love Philly. Just as much as a lot of people love Philly. Y'all Philly niggas need to stop fucking up y'all money. Because we get money here.
Man, you know what? I'm going to keep it funky with y'all. Hey, look, every time I come to Philly, he shows me helly love. And I fuck with Philly the long way, man. Real talk. I got nothing but love for Philly, man.
Yeah, but like I said, like, a lot of people from Philly, I feel like they fuck up money, you know what I'm saying? They don't even really, they don't really get it. I said it earlier in the show, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of crazy,
All it takes is money. It takes spending your money the right way. You can't spend it wrong. You know what I'm saying? You can't spend it wrong.
And I'm gonna tell a lot of you. I'm gonna tell a lot of you male artists this that tries to keep up with the Joneses. Let me tell y'all something, man. A real woman want a boss, not a trick. Cause a trick, all you is you gonna blow your money. A boss is gonna stack his money, and that's what a real woman want. A real woman want a boss. She don't want no trick.
Big J.
Cause you know why? You know why I say that? Because real women like stability. A boss will give you stability. A trick won't.
Yeah, no. That's what you ain't never lied. Like, I gotta say one thing, Big G. You giving them some real information. As a matter of fact, that was gonna be my topic on Tuesday. You know what I mean? Tricks versus, you know what I mean, the real nigga. Because a lot of niggas be thinking, like, you know, I get it all the time. You know, niggas walk up on me, money first. They like, yo, baby, come on, let me take you shopping right now. Let me get your pussy right now. I got this $200.
But you know what, y'all? But you know what? I'm gonna tell you something. Honest, found some real shit, and this for all the ladies that's on the phone, man. When a man come at you trying to holler at you with they dough, that's really kind of disrespectful. They really kind of coming at you like you're a prostitute. To be real.
About you know, this competition that you have going on. Like I said earlier, like he said earlier, like I tweeted, all you have to do is just buy the album. I'm on my shit on iTunes by Big Jig. Tweet pick it to him. You know what I mean? Let them know what's good, where you from. You know what I mean? Show them love every day, as a matter of fact. Let him know that you want to win, and he's going to win randomly. He's going to pick the winner randomly, and he said he's coming to your city. So, you know what I mean? Look for him real soon. Love the career. Love all your success right now. Thank you so much.
I appreciate it, man. And make sure y'all follow me, man, on Twitter, everybody. At @BIGG_JIGG, man. That's @BIGG_JIGG. That's on Twitter and that's on Instagram. The same thing, @BIGG_JIGG. And also, I'm on tour right now. My tour starts tomorrow. It's funny because I'm actually on a tour bus right now. We on our way to Birmingham, Alabama, man. I got to do an event down here tomorrow, Birmingham, Alabama, then I'm coming back to Atlanta to do the Red October for the DJs Against Cancer next Friday and Saturday. And then Saturday night, I'm going to Dothan, Alabama. And then October 24th, I'll be in Birmingham, Alabama with my Celeb B-Day Bash. That's going to be crazy down there. And then October 26th, I'll be in Savannah, Georgia. Well, my other, I'm doing two birthday bashes. I'm doing one in Savannah, Georgia on the 26th and one in Birmingham, Alabama on the 24th, man. And then I'll be in New York next month, you know what I'm saying? So we just working, and I'll be in Philly too, you know what I'm saying? So we just working, man, right now, man. So and all you artists, man, who trying to, you know, get a situation, man, feel free to send me your music, man, at gotomanmusic@gmail.com. That's gotomanmusic@gmail.com. Please make sure that it's not whack. And when you send your records, please title your record. Don't just send a blank MP3 that we have to figure out what's the name of the record. So send the title of the record, man. Send a small little bio on yourself. Make sure all your links to, like, your social media links is all in the emails as well, man. You understand me? We're going to get it in, man. It's your boy Big Jig, man. Mr. 106 of Park Chap, Fontana Universal. I'm on my shit out right now, man, on iTunes, man. Make sure you go get that. The diamond giveaway is going down. I'm coming, and anybody want me in their city to bring the diamond giveaway to their city, man, I'm more than welcome to do it, man. Just make sure you get at me, man. You can, like I said, get at me at @BIGG_JIGG. Also, salute to Honest Five. Shout out to everybody that's on the line. Status Diva, all of y'all, man. I appreciate y'all wholeheartedly. Salute to Demillion, X-Squad DJs, man. You know I love y'all too, man, real talk. Shout out to my publicist, man, Attica Lundy, man, as well, man. And I just appreciate all y'all, real talk, man. And I hope I fed y'all some good knowledge, man, and make sure y'all use it, man. You know what I'm saying? Because the game is to be told, not to be sold, man. So I'm giving it to y'all. You feel me?
I know that's right. Now, you said it's Go. Is that the number 2 or T-O?
No, it's the number 2. It's G-O, the number 2, M-A-N, music, M-U-S-I-C, @gmail.com. That's my email. And make sure y'all follow me, too, man, on Twitter and everywhere else. @BIGG_JIGG. Follow the movement, man. It's going down, man. Talk to him, Jig, man.
What's up? I appreciate it. And it's such a good time getting to find out what's up with Big Jig. You know what I mean? Appreciate him, all the support. And yes, Miss Attica Cooper tweeted. Shout out to everybody retweeting. Shout out to my boy Zone. Shout out to Reek. Black I think my red charter, AD, I see you. Big up to everybody on Instagram showing love. You know, my boy, the real DJ Breezy. Follow my host. We're going to be so tune in. We're going to talk about these garden holes. You know what I mean? These garden tools. I hope I say garden tomorrow because I can't say holes on the end. We're going to be live. We're going to be turned up. Shout out to Big Cuz Live. Express yourself. Their whole movement is definitely crazy. EXPRESSURFELF, you know, nonviolence, stop the violence. A lot of love in Philly, you know what I'm saying? From Philly, Chicago, a lot of major cities, they have a lot of problems with this violence. It's crazy. Like, I get so hurt, you know what I mean? Rest in peace, Mux Money, victim of a stray fucking bullet. It's sickening, you know what I mean? Like, I can't even believe it. You have to check it out on YouTube. MNS at Mill Creek, one of the shows that we had crazy at Mill Creek, Wall to Wall People, Southwest Stand Up, Mux Money Forever, like Mir Malik jerks say, you know what I'm saying? We definitely need all that love. We're going to take a little music break, get back into the switchboard, talk about this topic, close out the show. Big Jig definitely was so welcome. You welcome to still chill with us, you know what I'm saying? We still got this good music. One of my favorite Philly niggas, Zone, I'm going.
Cowan!
Pretty face, nice sweet, real fast, hard headed with a beat. Street shot, out of the Patron, you looking real good today, you got it going on. On the rock, drink till I'm drunk, stagger down blocks, hop up in cars, DUI drive, talk shit to bras, you coming to the night, get on the list, top to bottom, bottom to top, let it know love is rocking, the only thing with a cock, my presence has been a problem, to tell by my pop, hit it and disappear, in that way I'm like my pop, I'm seen on scenes where motherfuckers clock, where time is money, night, talking about a watch, like, yeah, easy, and I don't play fair, busting a trick, mouth and turn it to a DJ, get on the floor, rapping like these niggas know what it's I mean, it's so still, gotta see it, get them cold. Try to pay it for, I'm waiting till she rolls. Only still rolling here, getting blown. Pretty face, nice sweet. Little class, I really wanna be. Street shot, out of the Patron. You looking real good today, got it going on. And I'm gone, and I'm gone. I'm gone, not really, I'm gone. I'm gone, and I'm gone. Tell about them, see me in North Patron. I'm your grind. In the clouds, pardon me, I'm Zion. Eyes bloody red, pocket full of rye. Last verses in the lack, this verse, I'm in the pie, get on it. Roll with your boy for a minute, whether you're five or eight, it was down, my mom limit. Out of sight, out of mind, get you behind in it. And drop it with a grip, and it's just ain't no limit. Get them off like a liver, gang, green, gang, green, gang, mean. Up in that same lane, the same thing, sipping, yeah. Just a chick, I'm with sipping beer, sniffing dough, same old hoes, grilling, but listen, I'm gone, I'm gone. I'm gone, not really, I'm gone. I'm gone, I'm gone. Tell about them, you can leave more for patrol. Pretty face, nice sweet. Little class, what I really wanna be. Street shot, out of the Patron. You looking real good today, got it going on. I'm gone, I'm gone. I'm gone, not really, I'm gone.
Why
don't
you just put it back in the window?
No, because I'm just going to get you outside. Oh. Yeah. I need the fans to open some stuff. I don't need it outside.
Close, I keep dick distant. It costs
out of prison. You could come and work for me, your first good decision. Public service announcement, pussy taking over. You know we all with hammers, minus the bacon soda. See, it's my time, that's right, the wait is over. I'm cooking up what you need, line up in size order. Public service announcement, pussy taking over. You know we all with hammers, minus the bacon soda.
Shout out to everybody joining on the show live. Having fun tonight, you know what I mean? My diva status. Shout out to Tamu joining on the show.
Yes, sir.
X-Fly DJs, Big Jig. Shout out to my boy Tamu. His little smart ass mouth. Got to defend everybody with fucked up shoes. I'm never going to let you forget that. You know, I'm next time I see you in person, I'm going to get you.
For what? I was trying to help
you out. You got to put the characteristics together. You know what I mean? You know, like, a person might have, you know, like they say, a girl with pretty feet or, like, a girl that got fucked up feet, her pussy is fucked up or something. Like, you gotta put things together. You know what I'm saying? You gotta know shit is fucked up. Like, if everything ain't on point, you know what I mean? Like, he waited too long to get his hair cut, you know, or he don't, you know, he gotta wear the same pants. Like, certain shit you don't do when you throw, you know what I'm saying? So, flashing money with fucked up sneakers and, like, don't look at my sneakers. Like, you a nut. It's alright. So you gotta listen to the whole story before you cast your judgment, Mr. Samoon.
What's the topic question again?
No, we ain't even going to the topic question. We just talked about so much stuff, it's crazy. But no, the topic question.
I know, that's why
was,
I forgot about the topic.
Yeah, the topic question was, can you work with your ex? You know, with some real shit.
Oh, yeah, I can work with
you
my ex.
You have to answer the topic question, Tamu. You can work,
I can work with my ex. Yeah. I don't got no bad blood with none of my exes.
Yeah, that's what's up. I'm the same way, you know what I'm saying? But you know what? Then again, I don't have no bad blood with my exes, but I might just fuck one of them if we work together. I don't know.
I don't do do-overs.
I had the best.
I don't do remixes or do-overs.
You know,
you can't do the reheats.
I'm not gonna be perfect.
I call them reheats.
You can't do
them
reheats.
Yeah, I can't do them reheats. None of that. Do overs, reheats,
listen.
You get one shot with me.
But listen, if I was to ask you, and if I wanted to fuck you, we gonna do it. So shut up.
You get one
me,
shot
talk
with
me. To me.
Yeah, I'm talking to you, Big Jig, Mister. We gonna do reheats or whatever.
Okay. We're going to have to see about that one then.
We have to do too much. We have to do too much. I don't know. I'm a keeper now, just like you said earlier. Now I'm a keeper.
I don't want no more exes.
Yeah, I want no more exes. I'm 30. I'm ready to get married. So my biological clock is ticking. Niggas, y'all ready for that? All right. Then. Just know that. You know what I'm saying? My biological...
The biological ruling ain't ticking, that joint gliding.
What?
No, shut up. It's ticking and it's vibrating. You know what I'm saying? Get that together. But thank you, everybody, for joining in. This night was brought to you by a little drink I put together, pina colada mixed with peach vodka. It's so good. Shout out to Big Jig. Thank you so much for joining in tonight. Big up to my boy Tamu joining in tonight. Shout out to Black Flag. They were on the line. You know, we had that music from my boy Zone. Big up to you. Big up to everybody to show us some love. Be our star show. Of course, GlockAware.com for showing love to the Philly Shine Show. Everybody who called in, you know what I mean? Even the people who didn't get through, you know, Frontline, Brian, I saw you, you know what I mean, a little earlier, a couple other people. And tomorrow, like I said, I have a little special spice to add to the fireworks show on Philly DMV Hot Radio. It's going to be really, really nice. And tomorrow's topic is hoes be tripping. But I'm going to say garden tools be tripping. Because I won't talk like that at that hour. You know what I'm saying? We say garden tools. So we're going to talk about these garden tools in a way. Some hoes. Shout out to my boy DJ Breezy. Also, check him out. Follow him. The real DJ Breezy tomorrow morning from 10 to 12. He will have live going on. And you hear my blog talk chick. She just told us, you know what I'm saying, 90 seconds left. So I'll take that time to play some music and say goodnight to you guys. Be back on Monday. This Sunday, I think they're going to have X Squad DJ Radio on Philly Shine Radio. We will see. We will definitely see. But I got to close out and show some love to my boy, Shizzy Robertino. You know, we did have him on the show on Tuesday. It was definitely a lot of fun getting to know him. Shout out to Scar Living, you know what I'm saying? Big ups to everybody. And we're going to go into some of the music that we didn't get a chance to get to on Tuesday. And this is Rebirth. Big ups to Shizzy.
It's incredible.
And good night, Rockaware Radio.
Yeah.
Fun.
See, it's like when you transitioning to the next level of your life.
It was a lot.
You gotta let some people go. I mean, that's how I think about it. So, HF, lights out, now turn them back on. This ain't Robertino and you don't know Sean. All the things in my past would've broke you. You ain't make it cause you wouldn't let them coach you. My flow sick, my dough sick. City view, how I make that dough flip. I don't break them down by the whole brick. Don't do a lot of talking, nigga, hold this. MJ, Heavy D, rest in peace with me. The money in my reach, so the devil try and get me. Run my old gang, I ain't taking no oath. Draw the fish with the net and I weigh out my gross. Nara Street, 30 block, die if you pass it. Strip full of mechanics, we all carry ratchets. I don't hear nothing, I'm just driving through the traffic. Gave young bull in advance and put him on my taxes. I ain't change up, I'm just transitioning. Cooking in the kitchen, dishwasher, throw them dishes in. They not on my mind, you will never hear me dissing them. Something like Chris Paul, that's how I be dishing them. They thought I died, this is the rebirth. They thought I died, this is the rebirth. They thought I died, this is the rebirth. Before I touched the mill, I was a G. Top floor, nice view. Bad bitch, nice shoes. Champagne eating off Louis, please. Top four, me, whole Weezy Drake. Scratch Drake out, so Rawson. And everybody got chips in they top five. I tell you the truth, I ain't got a rhyme. When I can order them things up on that private line. Dollar sign, money bag, credit card, nigga, fuck a sash. Learjet, red coupe. I'm on that ball shit, eating warm soup. I'm not on the level that y'all niggas on. Think it out of 30, now it's nothing left but get it on. Bars up to par, every beat I done shit it on. Ain't no Robertino, let me introduce them to Sean. I ain't change up, I'm just transitioning. Cooking in the kitchen, dishwasher, throw them dishes in. They not on my mind, you will never hear me dissing them. Something like Chris Paul, that's how I be dishing them. They thought I died, this is the rebirth. They thought I died, this is the rebirth. They thought I died, this is the rebirth. Before I touched the mill, I was a cheaper. Longevity, veteran, and I'm nice. And I'm so how y'all niggas gonna tell me how to live my life? Yeah. Had my eyes closed, I was walking in the dark. But nowadays my purpose clear like dead bar. They say this rap game need a new king to run it. Gave them all home runs, I ain't never bunted. Never. And I show these niggas how to go and get it. Get it. Shizzy Robertino, nigga, I'm so offended. And I show the young boys how to get it done. Done. Down here, no pistol, better get you one. Get you me one. Deep mugger, black and fox, bag, no HBRU and pride. Yeah. Just to name a few of my business partners. Tryna buy a Walmart, I got a bigger saw. Yeah. Everybody know me out there, they can say what they want, cause I do not care, yeah. I don't know about y'all, but it's my transition, and I ain't looking back. There's only one place for me to go. You know?
and that's to the top. Let's get it.
I ain't change up, I'm just transitioning. Cooking in the kitchen, dishwasher, throw them dishes in. They not on my mind, you'll never hear me dissing them. Something like Chris Paul, that's how I be dishing them. They thought I died, this is the rebirth. They thought I died, this is the rebirth. They thought I died, this is the rebirth. Before I touched the mill, I was a G first.
Cooking in the kitchen. Yeah. Man down. Don't be scared, nigga.
Body count. Body bag.
Yeah.
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 Hey.
Hey.
It's motherfucking Robert Pino.
Hey. Hey.
Hey.
SL.
I'm on my blue 86, nigga.
Hey.
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 Yeah.
Everybody freeze, this a hold up. I'm the hottest out in Philly, got it sold up.
And
population getting sliced just like a cold cut. 24 carats on a watch, that's a gold rush. Mama told me don't eat before I say my grace. Got a problem, nigga, say it to a man face. No more Reggie, see we blowing on that grape ape. I'm in the kitchen cutting coke up on a gray plate. Anywhere, on site, I'ma let him have it. Bring that eagle through the line, hit him hard. Than babbing. Five shots, close range, left him stretched out. He was breathing all the blood and then he checked out. All I'm trying to do is get my money, nigga. I don't fuck with you because you be around them funny niggas. All my niggas street and we jumping triggers. Lame ass niggas, they get dumped in rivers.
Hey,
man down, body count, body bag.
Body bag,
man down, body count, body bag.
Body bag,
man down, body count, body bag.
Running out this magazine, yeah.
It's 50 bullets running out this magazine,
yeah.
It's 50 bullets running out this magazine. They knew that he was dead before
hey,
36 O's, that's a lot of drugs.
Lot of drugs.
100 in this clip, that's a lot of slugs. Catch 10 of these, lose a lot of blood.
Yeah.
They hating on Shizzy, nigga, lot of mud.
Lot of mud.
They say my flow special like a 38.
38.
I'm spitting on this beat like I never ate.
Never ate.
That money over there running down on them. 40 blocks, plenty shots, 4 pound on them. And I'm respected in these Philly streets.
Yeah.
Ask them niggas who want it like my nigga Meek. We got them birds flying in, minus the beak. Still cooking in that kitchen, I bubble the grease. See if my money come up short, then I'm holding your niece. My niggas play with them pistols, burn a hole in your fleece. Robertino money straight like some jeans with a crease. And before we load them shells, we drown them in bleach.
Man down, body count, body bag.
Body bag.
Man down, body count, body bag.
Body bag.
Man down, body count, body bag.
Yeah,
that's a body bag.
That's a body bag.
Body bag.
Body bag.
It's 50 bullets running out this magazine.
Yeah,
it's 50 bullets running out this magazine.
Yeah,
it's 50 bullets running out this magazine.
They knew